Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, September the 9th. The grains closed to mix with December corn down a penny and a half at 360 and a quarter. November beans up 5¾ cents, 978 and three quarters. And December wheat down a half a cent, 543 and three quarters. Obviously, the beans put in a pretty strong day here, got up to 81 and three quarters. They were 8¾ higher at one point, and then it did break down to, in the mid-70s, and then rally back up toward the close. But still a decent close. Meal led the way up 350 a ton, closed at 318.10. That's the highest close in meal, December meal, since last November. So it was a pretty impressive close in the meal. Obviously, the demand is still strong for the beans. That's pushing us higher. Whether or not the weather is an issue remains to be seen. I think people are concerned that there could be some surprises on the report on Friday. So, this is now the 12th day in a row beans have been higher. We're also heading into very, very strong resistance in these beans between 880 and 890. There's double top highs. There's double top high closes. There's a couple of these things. So I think it's going to be a little bit tough to close over 990. If we do that, then I think, we've got some stronger prices coming. The wheat under a little bit of pressure here today. People seem to be, laying off wheat, buying beans against it. Sometimes they're buying corn, laying off wheat. The wheat stocks on Friday should be pretty bountiful around the world. So wheat's been a little bit of a dog in here. The corn, we closed it over 360 again. That's twice in a row, but it wasn't higher than the previous day, which is a little concerning. But we really need that close over 364 to convince me that prices can move higher in here. We haven't been able to do that in ages. So, the meal's done it now. The beans have done it. Hopefully the corn can do it as well. Haven't seen much news out. The weather looks, kind of lousy the next 24 hours, but then it starts to warm up, a little sunshine, but temperatures in the 70s. We'll see if we get any frost tonight or tomorrow night in the Dakotas and Minnesota. It's supposed to get pretty chilly, so we'll see if that affects the markets. But Chinese demand continues, and there's a question about the size of the crop, so prices moved higher. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-Hedge.